Yes, we have caught up with Yo-Yo Ma as he's come off the stage after playing John Williams' cello concerto. Bravo.
Thank you. It is such a thrill to be able to play this concerto four times in a row because it has so many layers that one could reveal, and to have had a chance to play this with one of my absolute favorite orchestras in the world and one of my dear friends, Stéphane Deneuve.
Well, this is a really interesting and powerful concerto. It's very expansive in parts and it's very intimate in parts. I suspect that some people who know John Williams only by his film music may be surprised at this cello concerto. But from your perspective, it was written for you in 93, 94. Is it different from his other music, or are there certain characteristics that say this is John Williams?
Well, I think, you know, John is a unique, original voice and one of the great voices, original voices, that likes to collaborate with people. And I think the film music is obviously he's collaborating with the director of the film and with the subject of the film. And I think concert music gives him an opportunity, one, to write for friends, you know, whether it's members of an orchestra that he's conducted for a long time or just friends. And also, it also gives him a chance to delve into the deeply personal. So I think this concerto has a lot of elements that reflect his personal musings and take on a life lived.
Did you collaborate with him while he was writing it?
Well, he wrote that actually for the opening of Ozawa Hall at Tanglewood, which is the summer home of the Boston Symphony. And, you know, for a number of years, I've been spending a lot of the summers at that time with young children. You know, we would kind of park ourselves out there for a lot of the summer. And John also loves the outdoors, the mountains, the Berkshires. And so he would park himself there. And so we had lots and lots of conversations. We would talk about, you know, the latest books he's been reading and just talk through life. And it was a very personal time and obviously very rich memories for me, certainly. And so, yes, we did talk about the piece. We did. It's the best way of creating is that you know who you're creating for and for an occasion. And you're not writing in the abstract, although I think you're also delving deeply into accumulated knowledge.
Were you looking for anything in a new cello concerto, and was he looking to tap into any particular aspect of your playing?
Well, I think John actually was very, very good friends with a very great cellist named Edgar Lustgarten many years ago in Los Angeles. And they played, and you know, John is also a fabulous pianist and a jazz pianist, and he's just kind of an amazing man. And so I know that he had, you know, a fondness for the instrument because of that deep friendship. And I knew that about that history. So I felt very privileged that John would want to explore more things. And at that time, and I think that there's been a shift in time in the last probably 20 years, that concert music, film composing were often thought of as slightly different parts of the music sector, and the two would sometimes meet. But I think we're now in an era where there is much more crossing between the two and much more general acceptance that, you know, hey, you know, John Williams concert music, John Williams film night, it's the same person. And it's not like, oh, here's a different hidden side, but it's more like you can hear Star Wars themes in it. You can hear, you know, bits of what E.T. would have been, but it is organized in an organic way that is truly John Williams's original voice.
Well, bringing together different genres is also in keeping with a lot of your other activities. This was written about 5 or 6 years before you formed Silk Road Ensemble.
I think you're right.
And congratulations, you have this new film coming out which tells the story of the Silk Road Ensemble.
Well, it's actually a very interesting exploration from the filmmaker Morgan Neville, who just won an Academy Award for the 20 Feet from Stardom. And this is not unlike that film, The Music of Strangers, where Morgan explores the lives of five members of the ensemble. So it's very personal stories, but that reflect the values of the ensemble. And in a way, it's all about how we think of home. We created a companion CD for that reason, because here you have five people exploring, you know, exploring the lives of five people in a film, but we wanted to give a sense of what is home for everybody. You know, home is a place where, if we're lucky, there's trust, there's hopefully unconditional love from your parents. It is a place where trust grows into a person where it becomes possible to act courageously.
It's so interesting that you say that, because I was noticing that your recent CDs all have to do with very personal subjects like that, with the Arc of Life CD that you have and the Sing Me Home CD.
Right.
And it struck me that bringing people home to your home is a very intimate act. You're opening yourself up to people. And music has that same quality of opening yourself up to people. At least when you play music, Yo-Yo, I sense this giving of something deep within you.
Absolutely. I think I agree with you that I think this is one of the beauties of what music can do. It reaches deep into people's core, where it is possible to be socially vulnerable. Like, you know, you go to a concert where there are lots of people, but you're personally affected by something in a social environment. And I think that's one of the things that we treasure as humans, that we don't ever want to lose that, because if you lose trust, then what else is there? If you lose the sense of home, what else is there? But you can have psychological home. You know, your home is in a way in your head, because that's where all your accumulated experiences are located, and you could use those experiences to develop an imagination and the capacity for empathy for others.
Have all of these activities changed the way you play a cello concerto in a concert hall for other people? John Williams wrote this for you over 20 years ago. You're playing it today. Has it changed the way you approach it?
Well, absolutely. I think I'm always the same person, just the way that John Williams is the same person when he's writing film music or writing concert music. And in a way, John Williams is taking me into his home by writing this piece, because it's so personal, because it's so deeply him. And I think all of my experiences, I think, lead me to a better understanding of who we are in human nature as people.
Thank you so much, Yo-Yo Ma.
Thank you so much, Susan.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.